Thanks so much. You're all looking great this morning, by the way. Looking great. And I've brought something with me this morning. Something that you might like. Anybody like those? No? Well, all right then, I'll put my hand up, all right. I like them, so where's the start of it? There we are. Heroes, Cadbury's Heroes. I guess they call them heroes because they're all good sellers for Cadbury's. There's the eclairs, there's a fudge, there's the caramel. Oh, there's my favourite, just the chocolate one, the whisper. There's the twirl and the cream egg. I wonder what your favourite is. We'll find out. There you are. You choose your favourite, whatever your favourite is. The cream egg, all right. And okay. What, the eclair and a fudge. And another eclair. What's that one? Oh, the caramel. And an eclair. Wow, the eclairs are popular. What did you pick? An eclair. You better take one, Mason. Just the one now. Can you count? Any other boys and girls out there want to come up? Very good. I'm gonna pass this round the choir so they can have a little sweetie because they work so hard all year round, and so they can have a sweetie as well. But heroes is the name of what's on the tin, the heroes. And I want to think just for a few moments this morning about heroes that surround the Christmas passages that we've been thinking about. We've been thinking over these past couple of weeks about Christmas according to Isaiah and Matthew and John and Luke. We've been thinking about all of that. We want to think about a few heroes. Without these people, Christmas wouldn't have happened. Yes, you can eat your sweet. That's all right. You can eat your sweet. And the first person I was thinking of was Mary. Why do you think Mary was the hero? Let's see if anybody's with me this morning. Because she was the mother of Jesus, good lad. She was the mother of Jesus. Out of all the ladies in the world, Mary had been chosen. And she was a hero because she could have said, oh, this is too much for me. I'm too young, I couldn't do that. I wouldn't want that responsibility. But God had chosen her, she was willing to do that. And she was the hero, she was willing to be the mother of the Lord Jesus. So that was Mary. And then there was Joseph. Wonder why I thought Joseph was the hero. Any ideas? Why was Joseph a hero? Reuben? He was going to be the earthly dad of Jesus. Remember, this was God's son was being born. But again, Joseph could have said, oh, hey, no, this isn't my baby. I couldn't do this. I couldn't stay with Mary. But yet he was a real hero because he was willing to be with Mary. He was willing then to look after this little baby that was going to grow up. He was going to look after him as if he was his own. And again, without Joseph, well, then things would have been so different. He was willing to do that. He was willing to stand in. He was willing to be a hero. And then there were the shepherds. We thought about the shepherds when we looked at Luke's gospel. We looked at it last Sunday a little bit as well. Why were the shepherds, do you think? Why were they heroes? What was so special about the shepherds? You want to tell me? Well, yes, in the Bethlehem, even before that, can you think of anything? No? That's what I was thinking. They were the first people in the world to hear that Jesus had been born. They were just ordinary people just like us. And yet they turned out to be real heroes because they heard that Jesus had been born. They had been given special instructions. You'll find them wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. They could have said, oh, I don't know whether I could believe that. They could have said, no, I don't really want to go away down to Bethlehem. But they went and they searched and they found this promised baby. They were real heroes. And not only did they find the baby Jesus, but after they had found, they went and they shared that message with others. And indeed, at this Christmas time, I trust that we will learn to do that, that we will learn to share the message with others and tell others what the real meaning of Christmas is all about. But then we come to the person who was the greatest hero of all. Of course, that was the Lord Jesus. He came to be the Savior of the world. Remember, he was up in heaven, and he was willing to come down into this world. He was a boy, just like any other boy. He had to grow up just like any other boy. Isn't it amazing that one day Jesus was the same age as you? He once was 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 or 9. He was once the same age as you. He had to learn things just like you. This was amazing. One of the carols that we sing is, "Lo, within a manger lies he who built the starry skies." It's hard for our little minds to take that in, that the one who made this universe was now lying in the manger. This was God's Son. And he grew up just like you, but yet his life was perfect. It wasn't like my life or your life. He never did anything wrong. He was pure, he was perfect. But yet, remind me, boys and girls, why was Jesus coming into the world? Why did he come into the world? Brilliant. To save us from our sin. The angel had told Joseph that you'll call his name Jesus. Why? Because he will save his people from their sins. And the Lord Jesus was willing to give his life for you and for me. That's why he's the real hero. He was the one who was willing to give his all that we might live. He went to the cross, and not only did he die, but the Bible reminds us that he rose again. See, that's the real message of Christmas. Not that a little baby came, but that a Savior came. Savior came to take away my sins and your sins. What a wonderful, wonderful Savior. And so today, as we worship God, as we give him our thanks and our praise, let's rejoice. Let's rejoice in this wonderful Savior. And then one final group of people who were also heroes. These were the wise men. And they followed the star. They came, they looked, and they found the Lord Jesus. He was maybe by that stage almost 2. Wasn't the baby anymore, but he'd grown up a little bit. And they came and they found him. And what did the wise men bring? What did the wise men bring? Yes. What else?
Frankincense.
Yes.
Myrrh.
Well done. Well done. Gold, Frankenstein, no frankincense, and myrrh. Well done. They brought those gifts. And of course, today we've been receiving gifts. Maybe you've still to pass out gifts. Gifts remind us of our loved one for another. But let's remember today the greatest gift of all, the gift of Jesus. The one who wants to be your Savior. And that would be my prayer, that every one of us, whether we're young, whether we're old, that we would find Jesus as our Savior, that we would come into that personal, living relationship, that we would really know him, that real hero who has taken away our sins, that one who has made one day it possible for us to be with him forever and ever in heaven. Maybe later on today you'll be passing around some of those sweets. You'll be sharing out sweets. I trust that we'll remember the real hero. Remember Jesus. And that we'll not let another Christmas pass by without knowing him in a personal way. Boys and girls, thank you for listening so very, very well. Let's just have a little prayer. Father, we thank you for our children. We thank you for the joy that they bring to us. And we pray that amidst all the fun and the festivities, may we focus on Jesus today. May we rejoice in a wonderful Savior. And may you encourage all of our hearts indeed to focus upon you. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.